אגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך, להגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך, להגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך, ואמונתך
אהובים,
beloved brothers, parts of my soul, creator,
When
we were on the way here, and with this whole preparation, and our whole life has been on the way here, we're talking about a historic event, a special event. And you hear it, and you say, fine. And you try to persuade yourself a little bit, but then you come here. And you enter this compound, you enter this hall, the friends, the lesson, and suddenly it comes in, and it comes straight into your heart, into a place where you didn't even know that you can reach there. And there is this huge feeling of gratitude and a very great fear, truly, like, you know, when a baby is born, you have to be very careful all around him and how to relate to him, not to touch his head, to hold him in a certain way, not in a different way, and to care for a sterile environment for him, not to take him out of the house for a few days. And this is the feeling that I have opposite each and every one of you, in every meeting with every friend, just not to harm, just not to interfere, just to contribute and to do and to help and to serve and to praise and to uplift and to do whatever is necessary in order to give strength to these so special, special people. They're here only for you. They came from all over the world. From all over the world, then they made efforts, and they are here for that. They are here for this journey to Jerusalem that we are beginning together. So let us embrace each other really, really well. Let's be grateful and let's cherish the Creator who is showing Himself through these friends, that there are none like them in the whole world. Let's continue together in joy and with fear and with greatness and with a lot of confidence.
Friends, we'll read from the words of Rav and then we'll have a workshop. You have to come to the desert. You have to prepare yourself right now that when you'll get there, it's in order to correct your attitude, your heart, so that you will entirely become a bestower, because 1,000 people are coming there in order for you to correct your heart. Just get it. This is how it really is. From above, this is the calculation. 1,000 people are coming in order for you to correct your heart. You have to understand that this is truly the calculation from above. Let's talk about it on the workshop.
The
first thing that comes to my head is a great feeling of responsibility. How many people and how much the Creator is moving worlds in order for us to give the right exertion. There are no such things. Yeah, it just brings you a feeling of great responsibility to enter this feeling that this is how it is, that they are here for me, to feel it on my whole flesh.
It's a fear, it's responsibility and anxiety. You can't leave without success, without going the whole way.
Все эти товарищи, которые пришли вроде как помочь мою душу исправить.
All the friends who seemingly came here in order to correct my soul. They are the Creator's beloved ones.
Не выходите из него больше никогда, вот, и чтобы Творец, величие Творца раскрылось в них, наверное, это самый лучший успех, которого можно только мечтать.
Just to be in that request and not let go of it, so that the greatness of the Creator will dwell in them, is probably the best thing that I can do.
Yeah, it's incomprehensible for a person, but suddenly he gets a feeling that this is really how it is, and that fills him with great joy. Because he understands that the Creator arranged this entire state for him so that he will make a small effort on his part. And all the friends are waiting, loving, like Hanoch said about the little baby, that 1,000 mothers are looking with you with loving eyes, just waiting for you to make a small peeps, something. And once you do it, that's it. That's really a great present. And it's not suffering or hardships or anything, but it's a series of opportunities that you have to make an effort towards the friends. Friends that are coming here from all over the world in order to allow you to do it.
Evet, yani bunu niye yapmayalım ki? Elimizde bütün fırsatlar, bütün her şey hazır.
We have every opportunity, and there's no reason at all why we will not succeed. It's been expected of us only to put forward a small exertion. And it is now the time when we can do it, all of us together.
The thing that's felt beyond responsibility is also gratitude and fear, to really be afraid that I might do something that might ruin our efforts. So on the one hand, I want to be in Arvut towards the friends. On the other hand, I really have to do the math that I'm not ruining anything. And these two states, they're in constant collision. And from the friends, you get this sense of confidence.
Yes, and you have to show this confidence to everyone. The uncompromising resilience that it is here and it is achievable and we are on the right way and nothing stands in our way.
When Chanoch said it the first time this morning, when he talked, that everyone came here for you. Suddenly got this burning feeling on the inside. Then Milo read what Rav said, and then I felt really that I'm ashamed of my tiny actions towards the friends. And it filled me with joy and confidence that we're probably on the right way. But the feeling to give this feeling a place that everything exists only in order for you to be able to do the work. And we mustn't blur this feeling because it can kind of spoil things.
Shalom, haverim.
Hello, friends.
Her zaman son kongre gerçekten benim için en güçlü hissiyatı en yüksek kongre oluyor.
Kol zamana kenesi aharon zenoten kovach ve hargashah yazak.
This congress, every new congress, gives the strongest possible feeling. And what's more special about this congress is that there is a kind of whirlpool, hurricane.
Ve gerçekten insan bu girdaba kendini karşı koyamıyor. Girdaba karşı koyamıyor.
Ve ben adamla yol etmek edilizim.
And a person can't resist it. It pulls a person.
Dostlar, ben Türkiye'den buraya ne antilopları görmeye ne de güzel bir hafta sonu macerası yaşamaya geldim.
Lo higati po lirot et antilopim.
I didn't come here to see the antelopes or to have a nice weekend with the friends. I came here in order to come out of myself into this hurricane.
Çünkü biliyorum ki dostlarım için yapabileceğim en önemli şey kendimi artık bu kongrede yok etmek.
Ve yede şey ma hakik haşif şey niye kolay
aslında. And the most important thing that I can do is to erase myself in this congress. I love you all. L'chaim.
Вы знаете, я, когда меня просят говорить на ишиватах, последний конгресс, я все время плачу.
When I'm
asked to talk on congresses, I always cry. But today, there's this special moment, and I'll try not to cry.
Просто потому, что в какой-то момент...
Just because that at some point... This mutual feeling, it simply overwhelms you, and you no longer want to remain within your own feelings and emotions. You know, I love Psalms. And when I found out that we're going to get together, and I was really happy.
Ну я прямо представлял, как мы будем здесь читать эти псалмы.
Imagined how we're gonna get together, a Kabbalistic group, reading psalms
в пустыне,
in the desert.
И, ну потом в какой-то момент, буквально вчера,
at a certain point, yesterday, Rav said that we're not gonna read psalms.
Я когда сюда приехал, я понял почему.
And when I came here, I understood why.
Когда я сюда приехал, я увидел, что все товарищи.
When I came here, I saw that all the friends in the kitchen, on the workshops, and the different preparations.
И, кстати, музыканты тоже.
By the way, also the musicians. They're all singing that song. That one mutual song where they sing about the real battle. Battle against the black heart. A battle of asking for the friends and not falling out of it. And they're singing a song about the greatness of the moment, about the greatness of our teacher. And they're fighting every time the Creator pushes them back, and they fight Him, and they fight the entire world. And they sing about the greatness of the Creator. And how this greatness is revealed among them. L'chaim.
Yeah.